Hello radio station where electric ladies get down with the acid and the Kool-Aid and cover themselves in lovely, lovely jello.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. The Quebec Elections Agency canceled a pilot project to test internet voting during the 2025 municipal elections. In a statement on April 11th, Elections Quebec said the companies that responded to a call for tenders to set up the infrastructure were unable to meet the necessary requirements. Jean-François Blanchet, head of the organization, asserts that a pilot project always relied on having a reliable, secure, and accessible solution. The agency aimed to enable about 300,000 eligible voters in 21 municipalities to vote online during the 2025 municipal elections. The goal was to facilitate participation in the electoral process while also maintaining traditional paper ballots. The agency states that it will consider launching another pilot for online voting during the 2029 municipal elections. As members of Parliament accuse Bell Canada of corporate greed, the head of the company defends its decision to cut thousands of jobs, citing a shift in Canadians' viewing habits away from traditional TV. Liberals, Conservatives, and New Democrats grilled CEO Mirko Bibic at a meeting of the House of Commons Heritage Committee on Thursday afternoon. In February, the company announced the cutting of some 4,800 jobs, ending multiple television newscasts and selling off 45 of its 103 radio stations. Bibic defended his company, blaming factors like productivity, inflation, and delays in the implementation of Federal Online Streaming Act, a new law meant to level the playing field between traditional broadcasters and streaming companies, under which Bell is benefiting from significant regulatory relief. He informed MPs that the media ecosystem in Canada, quote, is in crisis. Court filings released by the International Court of Justice on April 11th show that Mexico has asked the top court of the United Nations to suspend Ecuador's membership until the country issues a public apology for its raid on Mexico's embassy in Quito, Ecuador. Mexico filed the case accusing Ecuador of violating international law and a UN treaty on diplomatic relations by carrying out an armed raid on the Mexican embassy. Diplomatic ties between the two countries have been suspended since April 5th, when the Ecuadorian police forcefully entered the embassy to arrest former Vice President Jorge Glass, who had sought and been granted political asylum in Mexico. The Ecuadorian president Daniel Noboa has argued that the asylum protection was illegal because of corruption charges facing Glass. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify or CJLO 1690 AM on.
Hello, goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. Welcome back to another episode of Deadbeats. Today is an extra special episode because we have a very wonderful live guest here who's going to start off our show today. They are called Dial Up. They are from Calgary, and they're here, and they're going to sound really, really great. if everybody is ready in the other room... Yeah, okay. So without further ado, here is Dial Up.
warning signs are all around. It's not my fault. It's just my problem. Big Mouth is gonna come.
Little tuning song here.
The tuning song.
Tuning song to tune.
E. This one's called E.
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 A.
A.
Oh, that's the one that always gets me too.
This one's called D.
What's that?
G.
It's
right,
just
that A.
That's a crucial
one. All right.
That last one was called The Thaw, and this next one is called
Take Another Walk on the Wild Side. I'm not afraid to put things where they don't belong. You can say I'm totally reborn. You can say I'm dead and gone. My mind is changed. I saw you before. This is the last thing I ever see. You best watch out. I'm full throttle. You're on. Take Another Walk on the Wild Side. Next we have
a new one.
It's a new one. Song.
A new one.
Doesn't even have a name yet. But it will one day.
It will.
One day.
Call in now. Names. Submit your names.
Guess what you think it could be, and you'll win $1 million if you get it right.
Paid by Matthew Springer.
That's right.
Dial-up.
Directly to you. The Sugar Valley.
Know something the rest of us don't.
Ancient power that resides within.
people, planet gold.
The golden people are so up and tall.
Now something the rest of us know.
Go, sight, and hear the tape.
Giant people never know more.
You can dig in, I'll do the scheme.
You can catch it, I'll do the listening.
You can sewing, I'll do the ring.
Submit your name for $1 million for that song.
Yeah, in case you forgot, $1 million on the line.
That's right. Best title goes to...
One more song just for your brain.
This one's called No Shame. So much for listening. We're dial-up.
Wee! Thank
Stick
you.
Stick around for an interview.
Get ready to groove with your significant ones at an event you would not want to miss. Being held for the first time in Montreal, Yada, a musical Punjabi opera. April 27, 2024, venue Sala Rosa Hall, 4848 Boulevard, Saint Laurent, Montreal. Ticket price only $10. To get your tickets and be a part of this memorable evening, contact Gaurav Sharma at 438-934-9999.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 6090 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Welcome back. That was incredible, wasn't it? You guys are so lucky. You're going to get to hear a special little interview with them after we listen to some tunes. So coming up, we have Prosthetic Brain by Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club. And then after that, we'll have Dance by A Pact Between Strangers. And then we'll have I'll Be Lucky by Luge. And then to end this little part, we'll have Alone in the Cabinet by Oxfoot. And you are listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
I could be a politician, roll my socks up and go fishing, put my money in a box and bury it forever. I could be a television, turn me on while you are fishing, listen to the weatherman and learn about the weather. Prosthetic brain, running backwards in the rain like a train, going back to where it came from, empty now and lighter than it once was, a fine analogy. I could be a mastodon, run around with nothing on, living like an icicle, a frozen stick of water. I could be a brontosaurus, much too big to use the doors, making songs and chewing on a frozen stick of water. Prosthetic brain, running backwards in the rain like a train, going back to where it came from, empty now and lighter than it once was, a fine analogy. This is my
I'm much to say. Watching all the chances pass my way, so rapidly disintegrate, and I will save you, I will save you.
Hello again. So now, well, the song we just finished listening to was Alone in the Cabinet by Foot Ox. And now it's time for the very fun special interview with Dial Up. So if you, I don't know, if you guys want to go around and say your names, first of all.
I'm Tice. I play guitar and sing vocals in Dial Up.
Hey, I'm Brett. I play synth.
I'm Easy, and I play strange noises, percussion, and sometimes shout.
I'm Matthew. I play drums and do a little bit of vocals.
I'm Jill. I play bass.
Awesome. So, first question. Who are you?
Who wants to take it?
We are a band from Calgary. We play the type of punk music that probably most kids watching SpongeBob when they were young were into now. Like weird, dancey, fun music.
Yeah. Goofy. Doopy. Beep boop punk.
Goofy, beep boop, eggy.
Weird.
Pineapple.
Yeah,
pineapple.
Music. Roy flavor.
Under the sea, perhaps.
Yeah. And we came all the way from Calgary to play a tour here, starting in Montreal and going across some of the eastern Canada cities.
That's awesome. So you guys played your show here last night. Mm-hmm. How was that? Was it phenomenal?
It was great.
So fun.
Yeah.
The other bands were like, I don't know, some of our favorite bands to play with, White Knuckle and Pressure Pin, and they both like absolutely killed it.
Super awesome.
And the crowd was
check
really
fun
too.
Check those bands out.
Yeah, everyone who came out brought the energy. We had a great time.
Super cool.
What a great city.
Yeah.
Love it here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. So you guys called yourself Egg Punk. What is that like? I don't know. What does it mean to you guys? And like, how'd you find it?
It's probably a Matthew question.
It's like punk, but it's doopy sounding. It's kind of just like, I don't know. To me, it's like music. It's like punk music that doesn't take itself as seriously. Like, I think it's more fun. It's not really about like proving yourself to be anything. It's just really like messing around and being silly and enjoying what you're making.
Right.
A little unhinged, maybe.
Yeah.
Clown punk.
Clown-y.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, so how'd you guys like find that genre?
I found that a while ago. I got really obsessed with it. Found like bands like the Coneheads and like Snooper, Prison Affair, classic stuff like that in the egg world. It's great. Uh-huh.
I think it's always been a part of us as well. I think you may be born a little bit into the egg.
Yeah.
And then the egg emerges as you continue to live.
If you eat enough eggs, you'll become one.
Yeah, yeah. Once you've consumed about a dozen eggs a day, you start to see things a lot differently in the world.
Once egg, always egg.
Yeah, we eat about 36 eggs each. a day now.
Wow. Have a great partnership with a Hutterite colony just south of Calgary. Yeah. We pretty much fund their entire farm at this point.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a whole seat in our tour van that's just for our egg storage. Yeah. It's been a challenge on tour so far.
We're thinking about getting a trailer for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if one breaks, then we're calling the tour off.
Yeah.
So, you guys obviously have great humor and chemistry with each other. So how did you guys like meet and like find each other and like form as a band?
We all sort of like, I guess this bit of the story of Dial Up is I started it actually when I was living in Montreal about 4 years ago, and I moved out to Calgary last year, and yeah, wanted to start the band again because it got interrupted with COVID initially. And I kind of met everybody here like individually and recruited them to the band. yeah, various circumstances kind of all over. Jill learned bass for the project. I kind of like coerced her into into playing in the band in an instrument that she at first didn't know how to play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, literally. Now she plays bass 7 hours a day.
I played the trumpet before this.
You played the trumpet?
No.
I played the trumpet. That's a lie. You want to learn to play the trumpet for this band?
Yeah, yes. Just pick up something else.
You don't have to tune the trumpet, I don't think, either. So you just honk away.
You just honk away.
That would work for me.
yeah, so since you guys are from Calgary, as you said before, what's the punk scene over there like as opposed to here?
Good question.
Calgary's music scene is pretty cool, actually. It's a lot smaller than, say, Montreal. There's everything in Calgary. You get all types of music. It's just a little, like, it's smaller, so it's close-knit. A lot of people know each other. It's a lot of friends just working together and putting shows on. It's kind of nice that it's smaller because I feel like we're a really tight-knit community in that way, and we really care about each other's passions and want to support each other by putting on lots of shows. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
There's a strong contingent of punk bands that moonlight as country acts for during Stampede season, so that's the main difference.
Yeah, we do live in Yeehaw land.
Yeah, bait and switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice because a lot of people live in houses in Calgary as well, so there's like a pretty good DIY music scene of people hosting shows in houses and under bridges and stuff. Those are some of our favorite shows to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also because the scene is smaller than Montreal, lots of bands of different genres end up playing together and know each other
that's true.
Probably would never meet in a bigger city. So I've been liking that aspect of it too.
Yeah, you get some weird bills sometimes. Yeah. And it's really fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have any like local favorite like venues and stuff?
Loophole Coffee has been one that has come up a lot lately. They've been like one of the venues that's like taken over the all ages scene. They provided like a really nice open space for all kinds of performances and music people. It doesn't matter if you want to do something, they'll let you do it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's classics like the Palomino.
Yeah, Palomino is the down and dirty. Can't go wrong at the Palomino.
Yeah.
It's got puncture marks in the ceiling from all the instruments that have gone through it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
One of the last shows I went there, there was a pipe that broke during a mosh pit and it was leaking grayish water all over the floor.
And they kept moshing.
Yeah,
they
just kept going.
Yeah, there was something leaking off the ceiling. I went there for a show on like last Saturday and there was stuff leaking through the ceiling.
You don't want
to
know.
Good stuff.
Pit.
And this is not to diminish it. This is all part of the experience.
Yeah, no,
this is what
it's
makes
great.
It great.
You want to go there.
Absolutely.
The food is so good there.
Yeah, barbecue for days.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. That's important to have at a venue. But yeah, so you guys are doing a cross Canada tour. I guess that's what you would call it because you're coming from Calgary. So
we did come across Canada.
Literally across Canada.
Yeah, there. I mean it very literally.
Yeah.
So like what have been some like highlights of so far, like while you've been traveling and stuff to here?
We've seen a lot of really lovely people and folks have just been so like lovely and accommodating, even just planning for the tour. We've met some new bands, made some new friends, and people have just really gone out of their way to kind of roll out the red carpet for us. And I don't know, I feel very welcome out east right now. And
absolutely.
It's been pretty spectacular. Otherwise, just like frantic plane rides, frantic get to the venue, frantic get to the radio station.
Yeah. Lower capacity Ubers.
Yeah. Oh, man, we had a crazy Uber ride.
Four people on one seat, basically. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why he let us do it, but he was like, all right, here we go, we're going.
Yeah.
If you can fit, I'll drive you.
if we sit, we fit.
Yeah. That's right.
That's awesome. So in like your travels, because I assume this isn't the first time that you guys have traveled before.
No, this is our first tour.
No, I mean like separately.
Oh, individually.
Yeah, individually. Yeah. But have you found any like cool like hidden gem spots or like some underground like bands maybe that you've seen, like whether like you're going to be playing with and you've know them already or what have you?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, Montreal, I lived in Montreal before, so that one was kind of a matter of hitting up some people that I already knew or knew of to play with. But we're going to some, I'm really excited for the Peterborough show. There's mm-hmm. like a kind of historic venue that used to be open there but was closed for a long time that a band, I guess, renovated and is now running as a venue again. So it's kind of like a rebirth of that venue that we're going to play at and sleep at as well.
Yeah.
In Toronto, we're playing with a friend from Calgary, Sam Selsey, who also runs a venue and a music project there. Where we're also sleeping. yeah, kind of every city feels like it's going to be pretty special. In Ottawa, we're playing with a band called Pith that I played with in a previous band, so that's going to be a bit of a rekindling.
Time Ghost is joining
and
us.
And Time Ghost,
too,
who has some members of band. White Knuckle, who we played with last night,
yeah.
who were really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So excited to play with those people again.
Yeah.
Yeah, did I miss anything? I'm sure I missed something.
It's a whirlwind, but I think the bottom line is every date, every show is one that we're super excited to play.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. there's no, it's no all filler. Killer.
Everybody.
It's all killer. Yeah. It's no filler and all killer.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I guess one last little question for you guys: is this like you know what you envisioned you'd be doing when you were like a kid? Is this like your little dream?
As a kid, I don't think I would have ever seen that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say more as like a late teenager or yeah. my early 20s. I was like, I really want to play in bands.
Yeah, like high really school for sure. I'd be like, one day, I just want to do this every day.
Yeah.
For me, definitely not. Like, I feel like I only started playing in bands instead of just going to shows in the last 2 years or so. And grew up in like small town prairie land and just like didn't really have a lot of examples of that growing up, so this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Jill's been a rock star since birth.
Yeah, Jill and I have always known. it was encoded in our DNA. Came with the eggs.
Eat your eggs, everybody.
But thank you guys so much for being here. It's been super, super lovely.
Thank you. This is very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any last words you would like to share with the audience? The goblins and the ghosts.
Oh, this is an excellent address. Goblins, ghosts, ghouls.
Oh, if we're speaking to the goblins and ghosts, I have one word for you.
Also, we'll be back in Montreal in... We're playing another show at the end of the tour. So if you liked what you heard and you want to hear more...
April 20th, and that's a DM for location. If you want to see the poster, you can check out either our account, which is Dial Up with all periods in between the letters.
On Instagram.
We're also playing with Puberty Well. You can find a poster there. That's who you can DM for the address. Rufus Cesspool, super cool, and a band called Shunk, who also seem really cool. We're excited.
It's a carton of eggs for cover.
Yeah, one carton.
Cool. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thank you
to be here.
All out there in Radio Land, all the ghosts and
have
ghouls.
A lovely time.
So we are going to do a little bit of an ad break, and then we'll be back in a bit with some more tunes. You are listening to Dead Beats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 17th edition of the Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Come out to La Tulipe on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m. for extraordinary performances from the finalists for the awards and vote to help them win the Silly d'Or, the Silly d'Argent, or the Silly de Bronze. Les Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde Gala is sure to expand your musical horizons. For more information, sillydor.com.
Hey there! In need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
I was more than just a coward, I was handsome too. I felt nothing when your flood came down.
Hello again. So that was incredible. Super, super fun, super great. We now have some more tunes, as I mentioned right before our little ad break. We have Crushed Out on Soda Beach by The Scary Jokes off their album Burn, Pygmalion, Burn. And that's one of my favorites. And then we have Neighborhood Watch by Mike Kroll off of his album Turkey. And then we have Country Song by Only God Forgives. And yeah, and then after that, we'll be at the end of the show, and then we have a couple more songs. But thank you so much for everybody who's tuned in so far. It's been really splendid and lovely. And yeah, you are listening to Dead Beats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Say, yeah.
Of the show. I hope you guys had an amazing time listening today. We had so much fun stuff. We had a live show. We had an interview. It was fantastic. So, if you want to follow the band that was here earlier, Dial-Up, you can find them on Instagram at Dial-Up, but with periods between each of the letters. If you want to follow me, that is at Deadbeats Radio. Nothing fancy, just all one word on Instagram. And yeah. I hope you guys had a great time, like I said. We have two more songs for you guys for today. We have We Sat on the Porch by Tankini. And then we'll end today with Bottle by Human People. And you have been listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Showing it, I'm not the best. listening to CJLO